The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Kenbar Films.
That's right. It is time for your tip. It is Monday, May the 14th, Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series. This is your weekly tip. And I tell you what, it is so awesome because we are already on tip number 34. And if you're just now tuning in and you're really trying to figure out what you just kind of stumbled into, what we do is that we bring you a weekly Road Crew Tip for whether you're in the studio, whether you're out on the stage or out on the road. And this is for those that are working behind the scenes. You could be a guitar tech. You could be a producer. You could be a recording engineer. You could be working as a, you know, you could be working as a drum engineer. You could be working anything. And of course, we wind up getting to talk to some really cool people from behind the scenes that are able to give you some insight on some of that cool stuff. And what's even cooler is that obviously you guys have known that, you know, I've been able to, you know, kind of catch up with, you know, the major characters, you know, that are in my life and that have become really kind of part of the core pieces, you know, of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series right here on Radio Memphis. And I love it when I get to catch up with the UK. Because when I get to catch up with the UK, that means I'm catching up with none other than Batty Walsh. So Batty is on the phone calling in all the way from the UK. So let me go ahead and bring Batty in because Batty's going to share some very cool stuff with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, all.
Oh, yeah. What happened, man? I put you on hold. What did you do? Like slap water on your face? The hell?
I tell you what I did. I put some of the Native Howl on, my favourite new band from all over, from over there. I don't know where they're from, but they're rocking. Yeah, that's great.
you're doing the. Oh, sorry, you're doing the thrash bluegrass thing. Okay, I got it.
My favourite new thing.
Yeah. I love it. Well, you know, I love it when you actually call and you actually share some stories and share some tips with us and stuff, because you're always calling from the future and you always have some, you have some insight for us. And so, you know, for those of you that are tuned in, the UK is on the phone with Memphis right now, which means that it's like, what, 3:30 in the morning over there?
Yeah, 25 to 4.
God. What? Hey, you know what? I don't want to hear it because you were traipsing all over France this past weekend. I don't want to hear it.
That's it, yeah. Down in France.
Beautiful.
Down in France.
Beautiful, beautiful pictures. Bonjour, bud.
Cordial, you know? Yeah, bonjour. Trying to work my way back. Yeah. Like she says, it's only an hour ahead.
Only. Those were beautiful pictures, Batty, that you sent me. But, you know, all of them were absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that's over here. That's back here in the... how's your pronunciation coming on?
Worcestershire?
Yeah, very good, yeah.
I've been sweating it. Is anybody comfortable with saying Worcestershire, Worcestershire? Is anybody comfortable saying that?
Yeah, we are. You lot that can't swear, you know, you're Worcestershire, and even that fella off Divers, Drives and Dining fellas can't even say it, and he's a chef.
What do they normally say?
It's an American, I suppose. Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Yeah. It's a nice place, isn't it, that place?
It is a beautiful place. Are you kidding? I wanted to be there. Are you kidding? I want to take some of those pictures that you sent to me. I want to actually put them in frames.
Put them on top of the bridge at 2 in the morning.
And you were gonna call me from the top of the bridge.
Yeah.
What are you?
No, one of my neighbours is, don't you?
No.
But he doesn't need a stairway to get to that slice of heaven.
Nice. So what are you? Where were you stepping in? What were you doing? You're just like gallivanting. I mean, you're like holidaying it, man, for the past couple of weeks.
Just letting the French realise that. What it's like if I was living there, what would happen, you know?
The French don't want you, Batty.
They all want me.
No, they don't.
they say, we want your money, we don't want you. Clear off. Leave your money here.
You're killing me.
Two things out for Brexit.
Yeah, you're killing me. Well, you know, we're on tip number 34 already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
34. It's a tip that that's quite important for everybody, I think, who tours, or well, everybody anyway, really.
Okay.
And it's something that on larger tours that will be taken care of. But I think it's just important. Have you ever heard of ice?
No, I have never heard of. I have never heard of ice.
Ice. It stands for in case of emergency.
How simple. Okay.
What that is over here, the emergency services, the police, fire, and ambulances, if they found a person in difficulties, and they'd get their phone, they would look for ICE contacts.
Okay.
People in the your telephone's contacts under ICE. Now some telephones will let you without being, if they're locked, will let you into the ICE contacts.
Okay.
You can save these contacts under ICE, and all it is somebody that you would like for people to contact if you had an emergency, if you had an accident, and if you're going out on a tour. It is a small tour. It's important. You don't want anything to happen, but sometimes things do happen.
Well, sure they do.
You need to contact somebody's parents or friends or anybody, really. Also, if you've got any allergies, let your friends know in your band or your crew. Let you know what I got penicillin allergy. When I go on tour, I'm asked what allergies I've got. That's what I've got, penicillin.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
If anything were to happen, why they'd want to put penicillin into me, I don't know. But
well, it can happen.
It's really important, and over here there's a Facebook group actually called UK Touring, and it's people who are professionals who are on tour.
Oh, nice.
They'll get in contact with people for they might need something.
Oh, nice.
They might want to get some crew or something. And a couple of weeks ago, a band over here was on tour, and one of the band was taken ill, and all of a sudden everybody thought, well, hang on, how can we contact his family?
Oh, wow.
And nobody knew how to do it. Luckily, he left his phone unlocked, and they were able to get into the contacts, and everything was fine. But the place that over this side of the pond, where people will look, they'll look under your ICE contacts. It's automatic for police or paramedics to search for these contacts in your phone.
Wow.
If you're on a small tour, just share your information with each other. Get a little sheet, stick it in the diary or stick it in a book, if anybody suffers from anything, or a contact that somebody that you would like called if anything was to happen to you. It doesn't necessarily have to be something bad. Anything could happen.
Absolutely. And you know, it's so funny, because people take something like that for granted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And they don't think about it.
On larger tours, if you go away with the likes of Maiden and people like that, they'll have a questionnaire for you. That's fine, you know, and
so they actually have like a sheet that you have to fill out with all that information on there?
Yeah, and some people might be shouting at their radios going, oh, data protection, and so, well, bollocks to that. If you're in dire need of some help, data protection doesn't come into it. You need somebody to get hold of a member of your family or someone that can help, or
yes,
even someone who just knows that you've got a certain allergy.
Yes,
you can just write it down yourselves. I'm not saying give everybody a passcode to your telephone, but make someone aware of a when you get a passport. I don't know if you have to do that in your country, but when you get your passport in this country, and the back page, your passport is not complete until you fill in the back page where it says contact in case of emergency.
Oh.
And you need to put a name, an address, and a telephone number.
Somebody
could be contacted.
While
you're traveling.
Believe it or not, hold on. Like, I have my passport. Hold on. I don't even know if that's on the back of there. Really?
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
Page of a British passport.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, Batty. Hold on.
Yeah?
Hold on.
You're not traveling to France, are you? good evening, folks. I'll never let her in this country.
What? You mean your country won't let me in?
No, I'll have to have a word with them.
You mean you'll have to put a word in for me?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Before they start searching.
I'm looking.
Take you in a room.
Yeah.
This way, madam. Yes. Good evening.
Mine doesn't say that.
Have you anything to declare? Yes, sir. Hangover.
Oh, never mind. It's on the front. That's why it's not in the back. It's on the front.
Is it in the front?
It's like yeah, it's on the second page. Yeah, emergency contact.
Yeah, in case of an emergency, who can we contact?
So if you don't fill that out, it's not complete.
Yeah, over here, if you don't fill something in there, your passport's not actually complete, but they won't stop you traveling on it. But
so in other words, here's the thing, though. So if I don't fill it out, your country may not let me in.
But yeah, I don't think you'd have to worry about filling that out to let you in. Fill it out, they still might not let you in. I don't know. You have to do the Englishness test and say, what's your way?
What the hell, Batty?
What's your sway and what's your way?
They wouldn't let me in because if they knew I knew you, they might have an issue.
Well, you know.
That would probably be my problem, is because I knew you.
Well, that would be a way of letting you in. Oh, you know him? Oh, come on then. Well, you poor woman. I'll let you in. Is he not well? Going to visit?
When are you coming back to the States, man?
Ooh. Wow. Oh, I don't know. I could have an announcement, but I can't say yet.
Look, I didn't even bring that up, and you were biting at the teeth to say something.
No, you just asked when I was coming back there. If I do this gig, I'll definitely be coming back there. But I can't say who it is, although it's somebody that I've toured with before. and I'll just have to wait and see if they want me back.
Can I ask a question? We won't even we won't ever mention it, but I'm just going to ask a question.
Yeah.
Is it possibly because they may have heard about you being available and wanting to tour with them again?
Yes. That was. Because somebody had said, oh, he's available, you know. And they were like, ah, right.
I wonder how they heard that.
Hey?
Hmm?
What's that, sorry?
I said, I wonder how they heard about all that.
Because somebody that already works for them was a really good friend of mine, still is a really good friend of mine, and I told that person, and just months down the line,
okay,
he's gone, yeah, but he's about, you know.
Okay.
Really? Ah. But it wouldn't be doing guitars either.
People are tuned in for this road trip. They're going, what the hell are these two talking about? And it's so sad. It's so sad because, you know, this is like total behind the scenes stuff. It's so behind the scenes, we can't even share it with you yet because it's behind the scenes still.
Yeah, it's that far behind the scenes.
It's that far behind the scenes. The second that it becomes in the front of the scenes, though, you'll get to come back and say, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll just phone you up and say, come on, get on there.
And we'll have to say.
On there having a tip,
and we're going to take advantage of every moment possible with this, correct?
Yeah. as usual. Yeah.
I'm just checking.
And I'll have my information. They'll know who to contact in an emergency. But actually, it would have changed, you see, so I would have to update them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well okay, that's a good tip. Tip number 34, though. Yeah, that's a fantastic tip. You know, you're talking about, you know, ice in case of emergency. You're talking about, information, you know, for at least, you know, letting each other know, especially on small tours, letting, you know, each other know how to get contact with somebody in case something happens, or, you know, how you yourself, who you need to be contacting as far as where you're going. Because, I mean, who does that? You know, nobody thinks about it until, you know, the moment happens, and then everybody starts freaking out, right?
Yeah, No, and you don't want those. You don't want the. You know, you don't want those moments to happen. You don't have to keep your fingers crossed. Anything. You have to just go through your life and do your gig. But sometimes things happen, and people need to be contacted. You just get a small book and keep a note of it. Somebody who's in charge of you, you know, just take care of it. And,
sure.
You know, at the end of it, you can rip it up and throw it away if people are worried about data and all that. But that to me, doesn't come into it there. It's just when I do first aid course, you know, every first aid course I've ever been on, and they start doing the resuscitation, pumping the heart, you know?
Sure.
And there's always somebody that will say, what if you break somebody's rib while you're pumping their chest? And...
Tune in every Monday night.
Whoops, sorry.
The answer is always a broken rib or a dead person. Or a live person with a broken rib. I think I'll go for a live person with a broken rib. Same with phone numbers and data that people want to keep on people. This is about keeping people safe and knowing who to contact. Some people might give the information because they might have something that you need to bear with. They might have to use EpiPens or things like that. So it's just the same, really.
Right.
Just all of you being aware of each other's whatevers and who you'd like contacting. So it might be just that you're delayed for a few days somewhere that, you know, you might want to let people know. If you have a condition, you collapse or something.
It's very important. It's extremely important. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
And over here, this the ice thing is what police and paramedics look for straight away.
Mm-hmm.
On people's phones, anything to do with that, and you can save your contacts in your phone under that name.
Sure.
Joe, ice Joe, whatever, in the number. Just get yourselves together to make each other aware of if anything was to happen to you, you'd like to get in contact.
Sure.
Make you well again.
Absolutely. Everybody needs to have that opportunity. And I think...
Look after each other, yeah. I mean, it's kind of automatic on bigger tours now anyway. It used to be automatic anyway. And if you do suffer from something like myself with penicillin, it's important to let somebody know. Usually on a big tour, it'd be the production manager, tour manager.
Well, it is very important. What if you're doing something on the stage and, you know, putting some stuff together? What if you fell? What if something happened? What if you went to the hospital? What if you were knocked out? What if you had a cut? What if they sewed you back together and you're out and they wanted to give you a tetanus shot and they wanted to give you some type of antibiotic because they didn't want anything to, you know, get infected. And it turns out that one of those things that they were going to, you know, prescribe and give you a shot of is something that you were allergic to. How would they know?
Yeah, that's right.
How would they know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's very important. That's extremely important, you know? And especially for somebody like, you guys coming over to the States, one, or, you know, somebody from here, you know, working, you know, going over, across seas, you know, how easy is it for anybody to be able to access records and things like that? It's not.
No.
You know?
No, it's not. And that's right. I mean, over here, we can access the doctors can access records. I mean, if I had an accident in Newcastle and they could get on computer and get my records up and from Birmingham and see if there was anything. But like you say, internationally it's not easy. And I'm not on bigger tours. If anything like that were to happen, people would start looking around through the information they've got on the crew and go, well, hang on, he suffers from this or she suffers from that, and we need to be careful what we do here, and we get it. You know,
right.
Paramedics, and everything turns out fine in the end. You know, that's what we want. But larger tours, it'll be with the production.
Of course it will.
So,
of course it will. And you'll
be aware of it. I mean, the more people are aware of anything like allergies, the better. You know.
Absolutely. And of course, with the bigger productions and stuff like that. Look, I think it's just brilliant that everybody has a sheet and stuff that you have. I mean, you have to fill out. You know what I mean? You know, and that's just the way it should be because it keeps everything in pretty much a central location, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, and there's no data protection thing, because that's what everybody's jumping on over here, which is quite right, but that's not. That's just about trying to help people if in need.
Right.
If they need the help.
Right, right.
And like I say, over here, the thing is this ICE, and it's through Europe, if people know that ICE contacts are.
Sure.
And as I say, some phones will let you, whether they're locked or not, will let you into ICE.
I gotcha.
There on the screen.
I gotcha. That's, see, now you've got me.
One name and one number, you know?
Yeah, you've got me curious. Yes, you've got me curious. Because I want to say, and I was talking to, it's actually one of my best friends, you know, because she was telling me how she's got her daughter as the emergency contact on her phone, and it was like somehow it's like when your phone is locked, you know, but there's a thing on there's some place on the screen where you push, it's like you push if it's an emergency contact, and it'll take you to that number regardless.
That's it, and it's I think. Although I've never had one, but I think iPhones are like that. But I have had a phone that on the home screen was a little like a first aid cross with ICE written next to it.
Okay.
And anybody that hit that would get into a name and number of somebody that you can put all your numbers in there. It'll come up with a name and a number of people that you want contacted, and it'll let you phone them. I mean, my mobile phone. It lets me, if it's locked, it would let me call 999 anyway.
I got you.
You can call that on, I think, on most mobile phones or cell phones. If they're locked, it'll let you dial the 999, or was it there, 111?
Right. Yeah, and it's so funny, because when you bring that up, it's so funny how many people don't realize what exactly all the stuff their phone can do. You know what I mean? Everybody's got to buy the phone that's like the most expensive, and buy the phone that can like launch a satellite. But when they get the phone, and if you actually ask them to do stuff with their phone, you know, can they really figure out what it is they got going on? No.
And that was the problem with this band over here that went on, that put the thing on UK touring, that they. He actually said that the thing was, we never realised each other's phone passwords, or we didn't have anything with who people would want contacted.
Mm.
And the guy's okay. He had a medical condition. He was taken to hospital and he's fine. But it made all that little group just come together and go, hang on, you know, we all panicked then, because we didn't know who to contact.
Right.
And we couldn't get into each other's phones. So we'll know from now on what to do. We'll get it together. If our phones are locked, are they locked, or can we get into ICE contact?
Right.
And that was just a small group that had to make a call, and they suddenly looked at each other and go, well, hang on, we don't know who to phone. And it made them aware they know now, and they put that out there, and I thought to myself, well, yeah, great, you know. So I have to thank, I don't know who the band was, and I know the guy's okay.
Good.
And they put up as, hey guys, this is what happened to us, and I thought, yeah, that's right, that is, because on larger tours people know this information.
Wow.
So, you know, if you start out and you're going off around clubs and pubs in your van and that, know who you can contact.
Wow.
If anything should happen, you know.
Good. Know who you can contact. Yep, ICE. Good tip.
Yeah, ICE. I'm surprised, unless it does happen over there, that this ICE thing isn't already over here.
It probably is. It probably is. But you know what, Batty? You're talking to somebody who is normally has like a posse around her.
Yeah.
who normally has somebody watch her at all times. I have handlers.
I suppose. Yeah, see, will they give you the kiss of life?
Right. I'm just kidding. That's why. I'm just saying. I'm being honest, man. I'm just being honest. You know.
Worcestershire way down.
I'm not saying it anymore. Worcestershire. we're Chester. See, I can't. Now I'm not even sure about myself anymore.
Oh yeah, I think you did quite good there with that pronunciation. It's very good indeed.
Well, good. See, because you and I have been communicating with each other on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And see,
yes, you see, you're you'll be turning English shortly.
Look, I already have my pinkies out. I'm already wanting to drink tea with you.
Oh, great. That's Thanks, Dushong.
I'm going to let you finish your tea. I'm going to let you try to catch a few more hours.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I finished Jeff Mann's book. I couldn't put it down once I finished
it. Oh, good. What'd you think?
Yeah, wicked. It's real good. Jeff Mann, all in. Great book.
See?
Only one missing now out of that lot. That's mine.
Come on with it. Where's your book? Where's your book?
Oh,
where's your book? You're too busy gallivanting around around the countryside. You need to finish your book.
Bonjour, yeah.
Get it
out there.
See, that's what you need to do too. Each chapter, you need to start with the hello from whatever country you're in, and yeah. Go with it.
Hello from bonjour, ue.
See, and then all of a sudden, there you go.
Hello from Beaudley.
There you go. Bonjour.
Yep.
Au revoir.
Bonjour.
Yeah, all of it.
All of that stuff.
All of it. get you some rest, buddy. We're going to chat. The second you confirm,
yes.
You know who you're going to, you know who you're reaching out to.
I'll message you and, you know.
Yes.
You know, of course.
Of course. And then we shall mastermind.
Yeah, and then if we're over there, well, we would be over there. We would be that side of the pond. I'll come in and play some music for you. I'll get a guitar out.
Perfect.
or maybe get these guys.
Perfect. That would be insane.
Howling heads. What they called? Native howl. That's it. Flash grass.
Go to sleep, man.
I've got a CD to send you of a 21-year-old singer.
Okay.
Over this side. I'll MP3 it and pass it on to you and see what you think.
Okay. All right. Have you been doing some A&R again?
Yeah, discovered someone just chatting away, and hey, this guy is only 21 and he's a songwriter, and you know.
Okay.
MP3's tape, and I'll get it over to you and you can have a listen. See what you think.
That would be perfect. I would love to hear it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thanks for always checking in with me, sweetheart. You always make my day.
That's all right. You're welcome. You're welcome, world.
Good deal. Good deal. Get you some rest, sweetie. Other. Okay, we'll talk soon, Betty.
Okay, take care, babe.
All right, babe. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Betty Walsh. And you guys know every time we get on the phone together, you guys know that it's always going to be us catching up on some stuff. Calling all the way in from the UK. And he is actually calling for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series Road Tip, tip number 34. What a fantastic tip. Ice, in case of emergency, making sure that you have ways to know, have people know who to contact in case something happens. Okay, what if something should happen to you and they need to contact one of your family members? Also, too, you know, taking and extending it a little bit further, you know, making sure that you know who you need to contact, or you know what to do where when you get to a certain area or a certain place, and if something should go down, especially when you're on a small tour, especially when you're doing everything yourself, you need to be prepared. You definitely need to be prepared. And I really think, man, if you just get that one questionnaire, man, fill it all out, and that way you have it all ready to go, it's all good. But you do the research on the cell phone thing, maybe that'll take you where you need to go on that as well. How about that?
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.